Again, it is human nature to want to feel worthy of love and belonging. When we experience shame, we feel disconnected and desperate for worthiness. When we're hurting, either full of shame or even just feeling the fear of shame, we are more likely to engage in self-destructive behaviors and to attack or shame others. In the chapters on parenting, leadership, and education, we'll explore how shame erodes our courage and fuels disengagement, and what we can do to cultivate cultures of worthiness, vulnerability, and shame resilience. Humiliation is another word that we often confuse with shame. Donald Klein captures the difference between shame and humiliation when he writes, "People believe they deserve their shame. They do not believe they deserve their humiliation." If John is in a meeting with his colleagues and his boss calls him a loser because of his inability to close a sale, John will probably experience that as either shame or humiliation. If John's self-talk is, "God, I am a loser. I'm a failure," that's shame. If his self-talk is, "Man, my boss is so out of control. This is ridiculous. I don't deserve this," that's humiliation. Humiliation feels terrible and makes for a miserable work or home environment. And if it's ongoing, it can certainly become shame if we start to buy into the messaging. It is, however, still better than shame. Rather than internalizing the loser comment, John's saying to himself, "This isn't about me." When we do that, it's less likely that we'll shut down, act out, or fight back. We stay aligned with our values while trying to solve the problem. Embarrassment is the least serious of the four emotions. It's normally fleeting, and it can eventually be funny. The hallmark of embarrassment is that when we do something embarrassing, we don't feel alone. We know other folks have done the same thing, and like a blush, it will pass rather than define us. Getting familiar with the language is an important start to understanding shame. It is part of the first element of what I call shame resilience. This audiobook is continued on Disc 3.